Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello, people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day, Wednesday, the 27th of July, 2011. I hope you're all well and fine and dandy. So it's been a manic couple of weeks here, not least because we have been getting prepared for training and we've got loads of stuff coming up in the world of training over the next few weeks and months. But also because you'll remember, if you listened to the last show, that it came with some really sad news. And I think it was just after finding out the sad news that I ended up recording the show. So it was all a bit, down in the dumps, really. The sad news was that I had discovered that somebody's dog had broken into my garden and upturned the rabbit pen, which led to the rabbit hutch, and that one of my rabbits had died, and that the other one was in shock and was likely to die in the night, and she did. So I had a really tough week after that, because then the next day I had to deal with the whole wrapping them up and taking them to the vets to be cremated, and it was just really, really sad. And then last weekend I tidied up all of the stuff that I ever had to do with rabbit keeping, because I've had pet rabbits since about 7 years old, and quite often, you know, had rabbits that had babies and all this sort of thing. So yeah, I packed everything away and I sold everything, so I am now pet free. I now have two less hugs to have every day, and I'm fine now, because I'm being very practical about the whole thing, in that those particular rabbits were RSPCA rescue bunnies, and they were very timid and kind of hid away their personality a little bit. And although they got loads better in the time that I was looking after them and trying to sort of coax them out of themselves a little bit, there still was a sort of, there wasn't the same degree of connection, I suppose. I can't believe I'm talking about rabbits in this way, as I'd had with my previous rabbits. So you know, there was a little bit of me that thought at least it wasn't, you know, a horrible way for one of my old rabbits who I really, you know, had a good connection with to have died. And, you know, at least they weren't sick, and it was all sort of over with fairly quickly. But it was still just a really sad thing, and sort of getting rid of all the hutches and stuff at the weekend was really tough and very sad. So as a result, today's show, and I talk about this in the sense of, if this isn't for you right now, then that's fine, but it might be someone that you know. Or there will come a time when this is about you, in which case refer back to this show and the corresponding article. So today's show is all about grief, because luckily for me, as I say, because I didn't have as strong a connection with the two rabbits that passed away, that the grief is still there, but I think I could be in a much worse state than I am. And I've certainly had pets in the past where I've been absolutely devastated for a significant period of time, once they've passed away or I've had to let them go. And grief is something that, you know, doesn't just apply to death. Grief is something that crops up for people because they've ended a relationship, because they've left a job, because they've lost a friend, not necessarily through death, again, might just be somebody's moved away. So grief shows up in more areas than I think we realise. And I think that it's a useful topic for us to look at, just to see how there are ways in which you can get through that if and when that happens to you. And I say if very lightly, because of course it's something that as human beings we all have an experience of at some stage in our lives. So If you want to see the corresponding article, then just go over to the People Building website. On the resources tab, you'll see articles listed in there. It will be the most recent article if you are listening to this particular podcast anywhere on or around the 27th of July. And also, what we started to do now is to do a video counterpart for all of the podcasts and articles. So if you were perhaps a fan of the video podcasts that used to go out, then make sure that you hop on over to our YouTube channel. So it's youtube.com/peoplebuilding, and you'll be able to start tapping back into what was the video podcast, but with this new twist of me just simply sharing the articles in a video format, whereas here on the podcast it's just in audio. However, for those of you who have smartphones, iPhones, and the like, and are able to look at the corresponding image for today's show, if you look at that today, you'll see it's a very cute picture of my late bunnies. So the gingery coloured one is called Amber, or was called Amber, and she was a lion head, so she had like big fluffy fur all around her head. And the white one with the dark ears and the dark spots around his nose, that was Dylan. Dylan was an Angora rabbit, so he needed an awful lot of care and attention, so I had a particularly special bond with him because he needed brushing every week. So if you wanted to know what all the fuss was about last week and at the beginning of the show this week, inspiring me to write about grief, there's a picture of them for you to see. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com. So let's talk about grief then. Wikipedia states that grief is a multifaceted response to loss, particularly to the loss of someone or something to which a bond was formed. Although conventionally focused on the emotional response to loss, it also has physical, cognitive, behavioral, social, and philosophical dimensions. While the terms are often used interchangeably, bereavement often refers to the state of loss and grief, to the reaction of that loss. During grief, people quite often feel stuck in a kind of darkness, a weird void, whilst the rest of the world and life continues outside of the grief bubble. People experiencing grief may find comfort with others experiencing that same grief, but if not, it can feel like a lonely tunnel. Grief can be experienced as a response to any kind of loss, although it's largely linked with death. One can grieve a broken relationship, friends that moved away, or even a change in their circumstances. When I was 18 years old, my first car, an orange Mini, oh yes it was hit by a petrol tanker with me in it. The car took all the impact of the crash and it was killed instantly, whilst I was largely okay. I was in shock for a good week afterwards, not least because it was a terrible accident in which, if a few minor factors had worked out differently, I would have been much more seriously injured. However, there was a great sense of grief. My first car had represented many things to me. It was the source of my freedom, a symbol of my adulthood, a representation that I was part of a club that not all of my friends had been able to pass the test to get into. I'd used my hard-earned cash to care for it, saved up for it, even though it was largely worthless in monetary terms. It was also something I'd taken great pride in. I kept it clean and fixed it when it wouldn't start. The days following its death, my grief also came from the fact that it had taken good care, that I'd taken good care of this piece of machinery, and it, in its final moments, had taken the full force of the accident and protected me. Yes, I know, it was just a car. Everyone said this, but I still felt this pain within as if someone had dropped a brick on my stomach. I randomly got upset, kept thinking of the good times and getting upset about those too. I was withdrawn, stressed, and I didn't sleep well for a good while. During the days afterwards, I had arrangements and prep arrangements as if it were a funeral. I had to contact the insurance, the company of the petrol tanker, the DVLA, go to the hospital and get a physical assessment done. I largely think of myself as a fairly practical, strong-willed person, so I know what you're thinking. It was just a car. My point is, though, that some people can experience grief for a variety of different circumstances. There will be common themes to all grief, but everyone will react in their own personal way. Everyone will find comfort in different ways, too. Here are some of the things that worked for me. Sort stuff. It helped me to get through the technical parts of the process as fast as possible. So the sorting of bits of paper, clearing out of belongings, and putting those in a new home helped. Gather the memories that are important to keep. This doesn't necessarily mean only positive memories. For example, my old Mini had the petrol cap stolen, and it was a real pain as I was scared to drive without the petrol cap, but had to drive to get a new one. Some years later, my mum had all the trees from her house cut down, and in amongst the branches, she found my old petrol cap. I've kept it because whenever I have a harebrained idea about one day getting a classic car, it reminds me that my old car, despite how much I loved it, was insecure and often vandalised. Remembering, and not just remembering the good stuff, can be important if you are grieving a relationship breakup. It can remind you that it wasn't wonderful all of the time. It means you will only have to grieve the relationship and not the person you split up with too. Remember that the pain goes. Although there will be good days and bad days, generally over time the pain goes and you start to feel, become, and act more normal again. You'll take as much time as right for you, and even though in the future you may look back and still feel the sadness, you will get better.
People Building is your hypnotherapy and NLP authority on hypnosis scripts, hypnosis audios, articles, ebooks, podcasts, videos, training, and therapy. Visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk for all your self-development needs.
Are now offering free NLP and hypnotherapy training. In order to apply for this, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk. Okay, we've now reached that point in the show where you will be unable to listen if you're currently driving, operating machinery, or at any other time when you need to be awake and alert. But for everyone else now, it is time for you to begin to comfortably relax. So just allow your body to assume a nice comfortable position. And as soon as you're ready, you can close your eyes. Allowing the closing of those eyes to tell you within, it is time to let go of any stress. Any strains, any worries or concerns. And allow yourself to enjoy the sweetness of being comfortably relaxed. Letting go of any negative emotions, any worries, and any fears, so that you can be completely, peacefully calm and comfortable. Completely, peacefully comfortable. Enjoying this time of escape to peace and tranquility. Enjoying these special moments where you can begin to heal and repair your emotions, your spirit, all now healing, rejoining, making you whole once more. Even though you know time is a great healer, that every day, in every way, you are getting better, you can simply, by giving yourself this time now, accelerate that healing process. Accelerate the speed and the ease with which you are recovering. Accepting that some days are better than other days, but ultimately there will always be light at the end of a tunnel. There will always be a way forward, and you are heading for it. Accepting these suggestions now as I count back from 5 up to 1. Until when I reach 1, it will be time for you to open your eyes and be feeling fully and completely awake and alert. So starting now at 5, moving up to 4, 3, 2, and 1 with eyes open now, bright and breezy and wide awake. So thank you very much for listening, everybody. And I hope that you are able to make full use of this particular podcast at a time when you need it most. And if not for you, then for someone else that you care about at a time when they may need it. So our next show will be on Wednesday the 10th of August, when summer will be coming to an end. And it's kind of onwards and upwards towards winter and then Christmas. And that's the year over. It's just going by so quick. I know I say that all the time, but seriously, Like someone's having a joke with me now about what actual month of the year it is. Yes, August will be the next time I speak to you. I'm going on holiday in the meantime, and I hope that you are all able to have a lovely, relaxing break somewhere sometime soon. But for me, bye for now.
This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them. How to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included, a monthly video podcast and an audio podcast full length on CD with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com.